This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A judge has ruled that three state laws affecting college campuses and transgender athletes are unconstitutional as they apply to Montana's public university students and campuses. Gallatin County District Court Judge Rien H. McElyea has blocked laws or portions of laws passed by the Republican majority legislature in the last regular session in 2021. The laws deal with three issues: speech on campus, requiring student athletes to participate on teams based on their sex assigned at birth, and funding for student political organizations. The judge found in all three cases that Montana's Constitution puts decision-making power with the Board of Regents rather than the state legislature. Judge McElyea said in her opinion, each law attempts to directly control internal university affairs and inject legislative policy judgments into Montana University System administration, contrary to the letter and intent of the Montana Constitution. The judge pointed to the recent Montana Supreme Court case which found unconstitutional a portion of House Bill 102 brought by Republican Representative Seth Burgley of Joliet. That bill expanded where firearms may be carried, but the High Court ruled it infringed on the Board of Regents' authority in regulating campuses. Another of the bills that Judge McElyea blocked was House Bill 112 brought by Republican Representative John Fuller of Whitefish. It was among the most controversial bills of last session, requiring transgender athletes to compete in sports based on their sex assigned at birth. The bill received vehement opposition from transgender advocates who said it was discriminatory and would further impact an already marginalized group. McElyea ruled that the bill's language dealing with college athletes again treads on the Board of Regents' authority. She found that the board's decision to comply with NCAA regulations in regards to transgender athletes constituted the policy in place and that the legislature has no footing in setting a different policy. The Montana Board of Public Education got hung up on words like equity and equality while responding to public comments about proposed rules for teacher preparation program standards last Thursday. The Republican-led Montana State Office of Public Instruction eliminated those words and caught heat at a public hearing held last month, and public comments reviewed Thursday echoed those same concerns. 51 people opposed the deletion of references to the word democracy, 44 were against the removal of references to equity, and 11 people objected to the elimination of the words ethics or ethical. 19 commenters opposed removing language in reference to social justice, diversity, and democracy. Just one person supported the deletions. At the public hearing last month, Dennis Parman, executive director of the Montana Rural Education Association, said that Republican Superintendent of Public Instruction Elsie Arnson's recommendations removed the words ethics 24 times, ethical 54 times, and equity 15 times. Due to the high volume of public comments opposed to the removal of the word equity, Board Chair Tammy Lacey suggested Thursday that the board work to define the word. Earlier in the meeting, the board took action on the Professional Educators of Montana Code of Ethics, where concerns of the word equity first emerged. During public comment, Rob Watson, executive director of the School Administrators of Montana, reflected on his time serving on a committee to revise the Code of Ethics, where a recommendation was made to include educational equity in a statement of commitment to students. In his comment, he spoke of the role of equity in his own family history growing up in Montana and how he likely would not be speaking to them without it. Watson said, "After listening to the testimony, I am convinced that unfortunately some have chosen to politicize a word and a concept that is critically important to our work as educators. Now we're faced with fear around the concept of educational equity. I would ask you, please do not give in to that fear. Our kids benefit greatly from the work that our teachers do in the area of educational equity." This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.